The UN humanitarian coordinator outlined recent brutal attacks in Syria that have shocked the international community. They include the bombing of evacuees at a checkpoint near Aleppo and a chemical attack in Idlib province in the north, which is under investigation. And just this week, two medical facilities, also in the north, were destroyed by airstrikes. Mr. O'Brien briefed the council via video conference from Geneva.
What purpose can the use of such military tactics bring? Well, certainly not peace, nor any benefit to any Syrian. These gross tactics will only cause further human suffering borne primarily by the civilian population, and for which perpetrators must, and we are determined, be held to account, if not now, in the nearest future possible.
The UN relief chief expressed concern for some 400,000 civilians trapped in eastern Ghouta amid shelling, airstrikes and ground fighting. The UN last accessed the area in October. Meanwhile, Mr. O'Brien reported that there has been a rise in bureaucratic roadblocks by all sides to the conflict, hampering the work of humanitarians. Ambassador Karl Sklau spoke on behalf of Sweden.
Every day longer that the people of Syria wait for assistance and an end to this conflict is an indication of the failure of the international community and of this council, of our failure to show the courage to take tough decisions necessary to put humanitarian needs above political considerations, of our failure to live up to our responsibility to protect the people of Syria by ensuring a ceasefire and respect for international humanitarian law, of our failure to deliver a peaceful end to the suffering for the people of Syria. How much longer must they wait?
As the situation in Syria continues to deteriorate, Mr. O'Brien called for the active engagement of the Security Council. He said core needs in the country have not changed, such as consolidating a nationwide ceasefire and allowing unimpeded humanitarian access to people in need. And he underscored that a political solution is the only way to bring the fighting to an end.
As long as military tactics are prioritized over political, there can be no lasting peace. And it will be the civilian population that is exposed to further needless suffering as a result. Also, I would wish to say that now is when we need the action, because now is already too late for the over 250,000 Syrians who have died over the period of this atrocious war. So please, members of the Security Council, it is action today that is going to count.
UN Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator Stephen O'Brien speaking on Thursday in the Security Council. Deanne Penn, United Nations.